Hi, I'm Jose Miguel Barrella with the Azure team, and today I'm going to show you how to get started with your RHEL guest image in Microsoft Azure. The easiest way to get started is with Azure Site Recovery. If you're already running certain versions of RHEL 6 and 7 and Hyper-V 2012 R2, it's very easy. Just go to the Azure Site Recovery site, you have a free trial, and you can use that to onboard your images to Azure. If you run it in a different hypervisor, then you can follow this procedure. Here I have a RHEL 7.1 image that is running on KVM. So this image is already attached to my subscription, it's registered with my subscription, and all I need to do is get it prepped so I can upload the image using the Azure CLI to Microsoft Azure. So to do that, I just need one Python library that I have to install, and the full procedure for this is available in azure.com for all types of distributions, including RPM-based distributions. The other thing I need is the Azure Linux Agent. That is a Python-based application. It's open source. It's on GitHub. That we in partnership with OpenLogic, we produce for CentOS as well. So I can just download the RPM for that. I'll do it right here using curl. Let's call it wa-agent-rpm. Let's just give the URL. I'll download it to my image. I have the RPM right here. Let's just get it installed. It's installed in the VM, and all I need to do right now is to deprovision. Before doing that, let's just create a file here. Let's call it ready4azure.txt, and I will force deprovision this image. Root password has been deleted, accounts have been disabled. All that's left to do is to actually shut down this VM and then work with the image that is in this folder. So as you can see, it's a QCAL file. I need to convert it to BHD. That's very easy to do with tools that are included in the operating system. So to convert, all I need to do is pass the path to the existing image, then define the name of the new one. Let's just call it RHEL upload demo BHD. Oops. And you need to specify the type for the image. Let's just use BPC, which funnily enough is how it's called in the QEMU image converter. And the subformat in particular is called fixed. So this will create a BHD file in the current folder that I can then upload to Azure. To do so, I'll use the Azure command. Again, Azure CLI is an open source cross-platform tool that connects to Azure. It's written in Node.js. It's available as an NPM package. What I'll do here is just use Azure VM image create. Let's call it rel-azure. I need to specify the location. We'll use West US because that's what's closer here. You need to specify the operating system. Let's just use Linux. And obviously the path to the image that we want to upload. In this case, it's the BHD, not the QCAL. So as you do this, the bits will get transferred over to the data center. It will take a few minutes. So after just a few minutes, it actually took 2.5 minutes, the image has been uploaded to my blob storage. The next step is to actually create the VM. So to create the VM, we'll use the same tool, Azure VM create. In this case, instead of using image create, we'll use just create. I need to name this VM. Let's just call it RHEL VM01. I need to specify the image name. I had already done that. It's called rel-azure. Of course, location. We'll do the same location as I uploaded the file. I'm going to use SSH in port 22, and we'll create a user. You can specify many other options, including the VM size. In this case, I didn't do it, so it's been default to small. And then I specify a password that I have to repeat. And now that the image is in the cloud, the VM is simply created and attached to an instance of that image, which is the operating system disk, and it will boot up in just a few seconds. After it boots up, if I'm using the Azure portal, which is available in portal.azure.com, and you can use from your Linux-based desktops and workstations as well, you will be able to look at the boot diagnostics. So the Linux kernel will send a lot of debugging information for the console on the serial port that we capture and we show it to you in the Azure portal experience. It's currently booting up. It's going to take a few seconds until it actually starts answering request for SSH. I call this VM RelBM01, and after I get the prompt, I should be able to use the password that I defined while I submitted that Azure VM create instruction to log into this VM. The Azure Linux agent will be running in that VM when I log in and will be talking to the Azure Fabric. I will have logs showing how it's talking to the Fabric as well. Obviously, a user will be provisioned. I didn't create that user beforehand when the VM was running in my KVM infrastructure. And a password will be defined for this user. So I'll just accept and I'll type in the password that I defined. And I will log into my Red Hat VM now running in Azure. It's running 7.1. And if I actually go to the root home directory, I should find the readyforazure.txt file that I created. So this is just, simply put, how you move your image currently running in an infrastructure, in this case KVM, convert it to VHD, upload it to Azure using the Azure CLI tool, and now you're running Red Hat Enterprise Linux 7.1 in Microsoft Azure. Thanks for watching.